A bipartisan compromise on gun safety. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Reforms agreed to by the House and Senate have been signed into law by President Biden.
The president says the pattern of mass shootings the country has endured for the last several decades,
from Columbine to Sandy Hook to Charleston, Orlando, Las Vegas, Parkland, El Paso, Atlanta, Buffalo, Uvalde,
led to a simple message from the victims' families and affected communities.
For God's sake, just do something. Well, today, we did.
President Biden admits the legislation does not include everything he hoped for, but says it will save lives.
It funds crisis intervention, including red flag laws. It keeps guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and to others.
The new law will also expand background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds looking to buy a firearm and will provide funding for mental health programs and school security.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. You can expect more large demonstrations in cities across the country following yesterday's historic ruling on abortion by the U.S. Supreme Court. Roe versus Wade was overturned, and in some states, abortions are banned.
In Arizona, things did get a bit heated. The state Senate was reportedly evacuated due to a security situation, and police there deployed tear gas. Protesters also demonstrated outside of the home of Justice Clarence Thomas. Justices have now been provided with round-the-clock protection.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. The recipe could be changing for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The drug maker and its partner are working on an Omicron-specific booster shot, which they say spurred a substantial jump in Omicron-fighting antibodies. Moderna is also tweaking its booster dose as subvariants of Omicron spread rapidly. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Three people are hurt after a shooting at a WeatherTech warehouse in Illinois. Police say it happened this morning and that the suspect is in custody. The seriousness of the injuries is unclear. What really happened to Gabby Petito? According to a notebook found near the remains of her fiancé, Brian Laundry, he killed her during their cross-country trip after she injured herself while crossing a stream. According to the confession, Laundry believed he was doing the right thing.
Pages in a handwritten confession say he heard a splash and a scream from Gabby as they were trying to cross a stream. He said she was violently shaking and freezing cold with a bump on her head that kept getting bigger, and says Gabby allegedly begged for an end to her pain. Eventually killing her, he wrote, "I ended her life. I thought it was merciful that it is what she wanted, but I see now all the mistakes I made."
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. For well over a week, gas prices have been going down ever so slowly. AAA says the average price nationwide for a gallon of regular is now $4.90. As the cost of living goes up, so is the cost of dying.
The funeral industry is trying to hold back rising costs for Americans at a time they need it the most. But insiders say it may not be able to hold down costs much longer. U.S. inflation soared 8.6% in May, but the cost of funeral services went up less than 3%. The head of the New Jersey State Funeral Directors Association tells Fox Business, even though it's a caring industry, it faces the same financial pressures as everyone else, so at some point prices must go up. The median price for a funeral last year was more than $7,800, and for many Americans, that's already a price too far.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.